Dear Viewers, Sumati Chandler, to earn enough halal income that suffices for yourself and your family is worth. There are many ways of earning a halal income, from which one excellent way is trading. Alongside being a sunnah of our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, trading is also an excellent means of earning a living. Allah Almighty divided sustenance into 10 parts and apportioned 9 parts to trading and 1 part to the entire world. Dear Viewers, Sumati Chandler, trading can only be a good source of income and a means of goodness in this world and the hereafter, if the trader adopts truthfulness, treachery, and deception, and carries out his trading with truthfulness and integrity, he can achieve success in both this world and the hereafter. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, trading is the superior occupation, and then trading in grains followed by clothes and perfume is superior from this. Trading in the necessities of the world and the religion are the best among the forms of trade. Moreover, a truthful Muslim trader is even more fortunate, for he will be among the prophets and awliya on the plains of resurrection. However, this companionship will be like that of a servant before his master. It does not mean that the trader will become a prophet. Therefore, in order to attain these virtues and blessings and to earn a halal income, all traders should cooperate with truthfulness and integrity and should never take false oaths to sell their goods, because goods are sold with a false oath, but the blessings depart. Dear Viewers of Money Channel, do not untruthfully praise your goods. Rather, if they contain any defects or faults, mention them to the customer. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to earn and consume halal sustenance in accordance to the Sharia and Sunnah. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam.